Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar addresses East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur, urging global community to act collectively against terrorism, stresses on right of defense against the menace. Nepal President Ramchandra Audel administers oath of office and secrecy to two newly appointed ministers in Kathmandu. President of Central African country Cameroon re-elected for the 8th term. And three-day Asia-Pacific Cities Summit and Mayors Forum begins in Dubai. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the world must display zero tolerance against terrorism, emphasizing that the menace remains one of the biggest threats to global peace and stability. He said this while addressing the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. Dr. Jaishankar said that the right of defense against terrorism can never be compromised and urged the global community to act collectively against it. We have a report.
External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed India's commitment to furthering maritime cooperation in line with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific, and also shared commitment to the 1982 United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. He further announced that the year 2026 will be observed as the ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation. Referring to ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza, Dr. Jaishankar welcomed the Gaza peace plan and reiterated India's call for an early end to hostilities in Ukraine. Speaking on regional connectivity, the External Affairs Minister reaffirmed commitment to the India-Myanmar-Thailand trilateral highway project. Renu Kataria for World News.
The External Affairs Minister met several world leaders on the sidelines of ASEAN 2025 meetings in Kuala Lumpur today. He met Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon, and welcomed his commitment to advance the bilateral cooperation and nurture a free and open Indo-Pacific. He also met Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The External Affairs Minister held talks with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and appreciated the discussion on bilateral ties as well as regional and global issues. He also held talks with his Japanese, Vietnamese and Malaysian counterparts. President Draupadi Murmu will deliver the keynote address at the ongoing 8th session of the International Solar Alliance or ISA Assembly in New Delhi tomorrow. The four-day global event is being attended by 124 countries and over 40 ministers across the globe. This event brought the global community together to deepen cooperation and accelerate solar adoption for a brighter and sustainable future. Our correspondent has the details.
The International Solar Alliance is taking forward the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi of harnessing the power of solar energy. India has achieved 50% of its total installed electricity generation capacity from non-fossil fuel sources 5 years ago, ahead of its target of 2030. India is the third largest solar producer and the world's second largest market for renewable energy growth. More than 20 lakh households have already been benefiting from solar power on their rooftop under the PM Surya Ghar Muft Yojana. The International Solar Alliance is an international organization with 124 member and signatory countries. It works with governments to improve energy access and security worldwide and promote solar power as a sustainable transition to a carbon-neutral future. For World News with Rahisuddin Rihan, this is Saklayan Akhtar from New Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today called on Seychelles President Dr. Patrick Hambani at the State House in Capital Victoria. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan conveyed greetings on Dr. Hamani's assumption of office and discussed ways to deepen bilateral cooperation between India and Seychelles. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met EU Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security Maro Sefcovic in Brussels, Belgium. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the discussions focused on giving impetus to the India-EU FTA negotiations. The minister informed that they reiterated their shared commitment to achieving a swift, balanced, and mutually beneficial agreement. Earlier in the day, the minister held a meeting with Federal Minister for Foreign Affairs of Germany, Johann Wadephul. This is Akashvani giving you world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Lads. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. President of Nepal, Ramchandra Pawadel, administered the oath of office and secrecy to two newly appointed ministers in Sheetal Nivas, Kathmandu. Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam becomes the new Minister of Health and Population, and Bablu Gupta, the Minister of Youth and Sports. Dr. Gautam previously served as a secretary at the Ministry of Health, while Bablu Gupta is recognized as a leader within the Gen Z movement. President of Central African country Cameroon, Paul Biya, the world's oldest serving ruler, has been re-elected for the eighth term in office. The country's Constitutional Council said 92-year-old Biya won 53.66% of the votes, while his former ally turned challenger, Issa Chiroma Bakari, got 35.19%. Biya took office in 1982 and has held a tight grip on power ever since, doing away with the presidential term limit in 2008 and winning re-election by comfortable margins. Argentina's President Javier Milei has led his party to a landslide victory in midterm elections after defining the first 2 years of his presidency with radical spending cuts and free market reforms. Speaking to supporters in Buenos Aires, Javier Milei declared that the Argentines showed that they don't want to return to the model of failure. The U.S. Navy has said a helicopter and a fighter jet of United States crashed separately into the South China Sea within a space of an hour during routine operations yesterday. The U.S. Pacific Fleet, in a social media post, said that all personnel are safe and stable. It said the cause of both the incidents is currently under investigation. The incidents occurred while U.S. President Donald Trump was on a visit to Asia. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One today, Mr. Trump said the crashes were unusual and could be due to bad fuel. China's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Xiaokun said China has offered the humanitarian assistance to the U.S. after the crashes. U.S. President Donald Trump has described Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement of a nuclear-powered cruise missile test as not appropriate amid growing tensions between Moscow and Washington. President Putin said yesterday that Russia had successfully tested its unique nuclear-capable Burevestnik cruise missile, which the Kremlin described as part of efforts to ensure the country's national security. The three-day Asia-Pacific Cities Summit and Mayors Forum began in Dubai today. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The 2025 Asia-Pacific Cities Summit and Mayors Forum has officially opened at Expo City Dubai, marking the first time the global event is being held in West Asia. Over 118 mayors and delegates from more than 350 cities have gathered to explore ways to build smarter and sustainable cities at Expo City Dubai. The three-day summit was inaugurated by Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Crown Prince of Dubai. Discussions during the forum are centered on several critical urban priorities. These include addressing the pressing need for affordable housing, developing resilience against urban heat through nature-based solutions, integrating data intelligence systems to enhance city management, and promoting people-first planning to improve residents' quality of life. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
On to sports now. In squash, reigning national champion Anahat Singh has defeated world number 20 Melissa Alves of France to enter the quarterfinals of the Canadian Women's Open in Toronto. The 17-year-old Anahat from Delhi, ranked world number 43, defeated 6th-seed Alves yesterday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar addresses East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur, urges global community to act collectively against terrorism, stresses on right of defense against the menace. Nepal President Ramchandra Pawadel administers oath of office and secrecy to two newly appointed ministers in Kathmandu. President of Central African country Cameroon re-elected for the eighth term. And three-day Asia-Pacific Cities Summit and Mayors Forum begins in Dubai. Stay tuned to Akashvani. That's all in world news. Good night.